You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We'll be looking ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10pm with Andy Jones, Chris Pimlott and Craig Forsyth in the studio. It's day one of the William Hill Airgo Cup meeting, so we've got that to look forward to. Pontefract and Yarmouth accompany that in the afternoon. We've got evening action on the all-weather surface at Chelmsford City, so plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Pretty good, thank you, Mark.
Good man, good man. What's going on, James? You got your results yet?
No, my results come today.
Today? So, could be a very different James Millman in a couple of
months. Stephen Powell described me maybe a more miserable than usual James
that's,
Millman.
That's not possible.
In the studio. I think it is possible if I don't get the results I want. But yeah, so 10 hooks today, waiting for my exam results, yeah. But we will see.
Fair play. Plenty of good racing going on of late, James.
Yep.
Anything that you was wowed by or anything you was up in arms about? I mean, the two controversial decisions, of course.
Yeah, I discussed on the podcast with Alex Dern actually on the Sunday, the day after St. Ledger. I think it was wrong for Simple First to be disqualified. Best horse won. Interference was minimal. And I think it was a surprising decision. And personally, I think they should get it on appeal. I think we're going to hear that next week. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but I think Qatar Racing were wanting more professionals, etc., to be there at the inquiry, so they've delayed it a little bit, and hopefully for them they get the right result, because they've been unlucky. Obviously Secret Jester disqualified over in Canada, I think it was, or in America, and unfortunately Simple Verse losing out and St. Ledger, it's costly for them at the moment, but personally I think they'll get it back on appeal.
Alright, some good racing to look forward to this week. We'll move on to that in just a moment or two, but before we get to that, I just want to have a quick chat about the Melbourne Cup, because Snow Sky, who is obviously one of the leading British challengers going over there, handed top weight though, so that's going to be a tall order, isn't it?
It's going to be tricky. To be fair, the weights are framed reasonably limitedly, so it's not too bad, but Snow Sky obviously got cracking form this year. I think he's improved more than Sir Michael Starr expected. And same weight as last year's winner, which won't be easy off top weight, but I do think he's a decent horse, and Sir Michael Stout would certainly give him a break to get him nice and fresh for the Melbourne Cup, and they wouldn't be wasting an opportunity to go over there. So I'd still think he's got a good chance, but I think Ed Dunlop's two horses have probably got the better option. Trip to Paris and Red Caddo, fabulous old boy. He comes alive when he goes to Melbourne, and it would be absolutely brilliant if he could actually get his head in front. Obviously, it's going to be a hard task, but I thought he ran a nice race at Newbury last time. He travelled well under George Baker, just got a little bit tired, and the connections, as always, will be gearing him up towards the Melbourne Cup, so you can never rule him out, even though I think he's at least 2 years older than any previous winner of the Melbourne Cup, but he's a cracking horse, and he is interesting. Trip to Paris, though, I think Ed Dunlop probably has a better candidate in him. He's got a nice turn of foot. As long as the busy season hasn't caught up with him, I think he could be a nice each-way chance.
Yeah, the big prices as well. 25-1 for Trip to Paris, and Red Caddo is 33-1 at the moment. So,
yeah, Red Caddo is always a big price, but like I say, he just seems to come alive at Melbourne. He's got a quarantine barn named after him, etc., and he's a real crowd favourite over there in Australia. And it would be great if he did win. He's probably going to be too old, like I say, but handicap is actually, I think, giving him a lower mark than last year. He's got less weight to carry, so you never know.
Fame Game at the top of the market at 10-1 at the moment, with those Hartnell 16s with Max Dynamite, an interesting contender for Willie Mullins, isn't it?
Definitely.
Snow Sky 16s as well, 20s for Big Orange, Hoco Brave, and Kingfisher also 20s, and then 20s or bigger for the rest as well.
Going back to Hartnell, obviously he is the ex-Mark Johnson horse who's now actually trained for Godolphin in Australia, and he is going to be interesting because he's obviously had a traditional prep as such for one of the Australian horses, but he is an ex-Euro horse, which generally is what you need out there for that race. Now, I think last year there was only about three actually Australian-bred horses even in the race. So ultimately, I think Hartnell's had probably the best of both worlds. He's Euro-bred, yet he's having a proper Australian Melbourne Cup preparation. So for me, out of the local horses as such. Hartnell, despite running in the Godolphin colours, he'd probably be the one otherwise to go for.
All right. Obviously got the big meeting coming up at Ayr this weekend as well, the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup meeting. I just want to touch on the big race itself. We're recording this before the draw, so it's a little bit of a guessing game still at the moment, but don't touch. I was talking to the traders this morning. They put him in 14-1 after the Great St Wilfrid. He's now 7-1, so he's halved in price. Very popular favourite, and you can see why. Unbeaten 3-year-old.
Definitely.
Definitely open tomorrow.
Highly impressive, and he looks as though he's a group horse in the making, which is what you're going to need for the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup. It's extremely hard to get in. I think you nearly have to be 100 to even get in the race. So it's basically a very high-class sprint and a group race in all but name, to be honest, despite the fact that it's a handicap. It's extremely competitive. Draw is going to be crucial. And to be fair, you can get the draw tomorrow. And until you've seen the Bronze Cup, Silver Cup, etc., and the big field sprints, you're still not 100% sure what side you want to be on or what the pace is. So even tomorrow knowing the draw, it's probably going to have to pay to see racing, but I do like Don't Touch as a horse. I think he's definitely going to be one of the top sprinters next season. He's unbeaten, he's improving rapidly. He's probably a little bit skinny now at 7-1, bearing in mind we don't know what draw he's got, but for me he certainly deserves to be favourite and he's the most likely winner.
Anything else in there that's caught your eye? I mean, I was quite interested in Jack Dexter if the rain came, and then depending on the draw,
always runs a good race, isn't he? He just struggles to get his head in front at the moment, Jack Dexter. Because of his inflated rating, just means there's very limited opportunities for him. And he generally runs up to his best, but just isn't quite good enough to get his head in front. Again, he could be probably placed, maybe. Majestic Moon, he won a nice race at Ascot. John Gallagher Stay was in good form. He's the nice one at 20-1. There's going to be a lot of each-way value because ultimately Don't Touch is going to take a lot of the market out. And ultimately, if you're each-way backing and he does disappoint, you could end up with a nice, healthy price winner.
Anything else caught your eye, James, before I move on?
Nope, we can move on to Thursday's action.
All right, let's do that then. Now we'll get James's selections in four races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, four races to look at. We've got a couple at Ayr on day one of the William Hill Gold Cup meeting. We've also got a race at Yarmouth and a race at Pontefract. We'll spin through these in chronological order, starting in the 150 at Ayr, which is the Ayrshire Hospice Handicap, a class 4 event over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older. A nice healthy field of 14 here, James, as well. It's going to be quite an open betting heat.
Yes, a typical Ayr handicap to start the meeting off, to be honest, and real competitive stuff with a lot of Southern Raiders, and one of the Southern Raiders obviously the most interesting runner, and that's Career for Charlie Hills. He won his third start, a maiden at Salisbury, by a short head. Then he just got up, beating Big Chill over 7 furlongs there at Salisbury, and steps up to a mile here at Ayr on his handicap day. I think the handicap has been reasonably lenient for Sheikh Hanar Maktoum's colt, who is only rated 81. RPR of 84 suggests he could be well handicapped, and he probably has improvement in him. So Career is definitely an interesting runner. But a good soft ground, stepping up to a mile might just stretch that stamina, so he could be a little bit on the short side. He could be a little bit runnable if he doesn't quite stay the trip in the good to soft ground. Our boy Jack won last time out. He's got lots of course form, and is ridden by the inform Jack Geraghty. He'll be keen to get a few more winners on the board for the apprentice title challenge. And despite top weight, I think he's actually got a pretty good chance for that £3 claim in a race which is very competitive. I'll probably stick with our boy Jack. He might well be an each-way price if Career is a little bit on the short side. Of the others, Argaki for the informed Keith Dalglish, Philip making combination. He's been in very good form, second or first in his last three starts. And he's an interesting one with course and distance form to his name. Obviously, the Southern horses haven't got too much experience at the track, but Argaki races here a fair bit, and he'd be another one to be each way. But our boy Jack will be the selection for the 150 up at Ayr.
Moving on to the 3-5 at Yarmouth next. This one is a class 3 handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. A field of 10 here, James, and where do you want to start in there?
Well, the opposite end of the country off to Yarmouth, and again, weather conditions could play a part at Yarmouth. At the minute, it's good to firm ground when we're recording this, but there is heavy rain forecast for Yarmouth today, so the ground could be very different to what we've seen so far. But if the rain does come, an interesting one has got to be Dagger for Peter Chappelheim. This sort of new approach won nicely on soft ground at Thirsk last time out, which was a career best, winning off a £7 lower mark. If the rain does come, I think Dagger's got a great chance of following up that success. He's got form on quick ground, so it wouldn't be too much of a concern, but he did seem to be slightly more effective on an easier surface. Fieldsman ran a lot better last time when second. He'd earlier been a little bit disappointing at the start of the season and only having had three starts so far in 2015 stretch. He's probably had a few setbacks, but that was a decent second last time. Only 18 days ago, so should have progressed nicely from that, and he'll be a main danger. Certificates, been a little bit disappointing this season for Roger Varian and Chidi Park. So that booking of Tom Marquand, who is useful three-pound claim, certainly catches the eye off top weight, but it might just be vulnerable to the three-year-old at Dagger, who will be the selection, but I certainly think certificates and fieldsmen are interesting alternatives.
Right, Dagger the selection. In the 305 at Yarmouth, the 315 at Pontefract is next. This is a class 4 handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for 3-year-olds and older, 13 of them to go to post in this one. We'll start with Briar Dale here, James, who's only had the one start. It was a winning one at Beverley last time. Can he make it 2 from 2?
Yeah, interesting is Briar Dale, because you wouldn't really associate James Bethel with first time out to your 3-year-old winners, and this one sprung a bit of a surprise in winning at 20-1 at Beverley. And he's got a plum draw in stall 1. Handicap's given him a mark of 81, which looks fair enough. It's exactly the same as what a Racing Post ratings gave him for that first run. And you would imagine that has plenty of improvement. But I do think it's hard for a horse that wins first time out to go straight into handicap, especially against very experienced competitive rivals, because in this field, generally most of these have had 6 or 7 runs or more, and it can be tricky for an inexperienced individual. So if he misses a break slightly from stall 1, he could end up with a lot of traffic on that inside. But he's definitely interested in monitor market if he is well backed. But the one I quite like is Never Lightly Raced 3-year-old at the bottom of the weights, and that is Entity for Sir Michael Stout and Graham Gibbons. Graham Gibbons is one of the best jockeys up in the north, and interesting Sir Michael Stout was going to book him for Entity. Got a good draw in stall 3. I think it's always important to be close to the rail at Pontefract, even over extended distances like a mile and a quarter. You race around the bend for a fair way, and those that get stuck mid-track tend to struggle. So Entity is definitely interesting from stall 3. A little bit disappointing last time out, but has won over course and distance and got the hood on. Perhaps that's what she needs. And like I say, interesting back here at Pontefract, and Entity will be the selection. Of the others, a very informed Mirabit for Ismail Mohammed. He's been one off place in his last 4 starts. Tom Brown again takes off useful £3. Just a slight wide draw in stall 8 could be a bit of a concern, but he's certainly interesting and could be the main danger to Entity.
And moving on to the 4:35 at Air next, this is the William Hill Handicap. It's for the Kilkerran Cup, a Class 2 event over a mile and a quarter for 3-year-olds and older. We've got 14 here. We'll start with the bottom weight Solarius Mass for Mark Johnston, who won this race last year. Got off the mark at the first time of asking, but hasn't been able to replicate in the 2 subsequent starts. What do you make of him here?
Yeah, a really interesting horse is Solarius Mass, because he beat a really decent individual when springing a shock on his debut, winning at 33-1 at Ripon, beat Decorated Knight, who I think runs in the listed race today. He's a very, very decent individual, and I thought he could be well handicapped off 88 when he went to Newmarket. But as said before about a horse that wins maiden on debut, it can be a little bit tricky when you go straight into handicap company against experienced horses. And I think he just struggled at Newmarket in what was a strong contest when he's finishing 5th behind Memorial Day. It was a better effort at Haydock when 4 for 7. He was only beaten a couple of lengths by Penhill. That wasn't a bad effort at all. And it certainly looks to be going in the right direction here off bottom weight. Could be interesting getting the 3-year-old allowance. And there's certainly a lot in his favour. And for me, he is perhaps the most likely winner because he's unexposed and open to plenty of improvement. Of the others, the Quinn horse Elbow is in very, very good form. He won the last time out up at York, and that was a good effort. He got course form as well. And £7 claimer Phil Dennis, I think, could be a massive help for Elbow. So he's definitely dangerous. One that's disappointed me this year a little bit is Off Art. I thought he was going to have a really successful season at the start of the year, but although he's been running well, he's just coming up short slightly, and only 5th a week ago. He has got a course win next to his name, but he just needs to improve on recent efforts. So he certainly needs to improve stepping up to 10 furlongs, but I'm going to stick with the Johnson horse, and Salier's Mass is the selection.
All right, good stuff. Let's have a quick summary as usual, James, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, in the 150 at Air, Career is obviously interesting, but we've gone for Our Boy Jack for the inform Jack Geraghty. In the 3 of 5 at Yarmouth, Dagger is a selection. Hopefully the rain comes. That will certainly help his cause, but I still think he's a progressive type for Peter Chappell-Heim. 3:15 at Pontefract, we've gone for Entity. Hopefully she can get back on track, back over the course and distance she won at 2 starts back. And then finally, in the 4:35 at Air, we're sticking with the bottom weight, Salier's Mass for Joe Fannin and Mark Johnson.
Superb. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
Thank you.
There you go. The thoughts of James Millman on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10 PM. Andy Jones, Chris Pimlott and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. It's the first day of the William Hill Air Goal Cup meeting. Pontefract and Yarmouth provide the action alongside that on Thursday afternoon, and it's Chelmsford City in the evening. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.